After the poetry reading, we go to dinner and try not to talk about death. Over dessert, sharing bites, coronas, crowns of sugary proteins with near strangers, all of us careful to use share plates and dip our spoons in just the once. I confess I've had the flu. Confess my ear is still clogged from the flight. I hear popcorn popping when I swallow. The nurse warned of fluid, warned it could hurt to leave the ground or come back down. The virus can live on your clothes for up to 3 hours. How to hug my children now when I come home? Can I exchange this body for another, cleaner, less human mess? Should I burn my clothes, toss them out, or right into the wash on high or hot or sanitize? Whatever we think kills what we bring home. How do we tell what is enough, do enough? I envy the woman wearing a peach mask and breathing only her own stale carbon. 4 cities, 4 airports, how many hands have touched the things I touch? How many points of overlap between us? All our dirty movements, each touch unaccountable risk. Boarding pass, baggage tag, the handle of my suitcase, armrests and tray tables, an elbow, the half-washed bar glass, too weak to kill what it could carry. How many chance infections? How flammable we are, as easy to move through as clouds, and just as transient, as likely to spill open.